Okay, here's your next homework assignment. Take $20,000 and invest it in the stock market. Would you know how to make some dividends? What if you were asked to do the same thing when you were 6 years old? It's not a hypothetical. It's actually happening at a school in Chicago with real kids and real money. Christine Romans explains the reasons why.
Meet America's future investment bankers and accountants.
You have to look out for the dividend.
I like checking the Dow.
My favorite stock would have to be Apple.
At Ariel Academy, students learn how to make money.
Basically, the financial ratio, it helps your business.
Save money.
I think everybody should at least save half of their money.
Don't forget your definition.
And invest money, real money. Thanks to the school's unique saving and investment curriculum.
The incoming first grade class gets a $20,000 endowment. When they get to fifth grade, students will start to choose stocks that they think we should be buying, and we will buy them.
Stock price for Church's and Dwight, $57.58, and the dividend is 14 cents per share.
When students graduate from eighth grade, the $20,000 goes back to the incoming first grade. Any profit above that amount gets split. Half goes to improving the school or to charity. The other half gets divided among the kids.
We're not going to invest in that at all.
Of course, some years, like 2009, there's no profit, and the kids learn that investing is no slam dunk. But that doesn't deter kids like Ariel graduates Mario and Miles Gage.
I have my own portfolio, and it's just really amazing. I'm able to take everything that I learned at Ariel to the next level.
Miles and Mario weren't the only ones in the family getting an education.
I started looking over some of the materials that they were bringing home. It was still a little foreign to me, but then they kind of broke it down like children do, and I started getting a little excited about that and then the knowledge. And I'm like, wow, you know what? This is fun.
Fun and finance don't often appear in the same sentence, but that's not true at Ariel. Christine Romans, CNN.